like to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where I bring on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram, Ask Adam Torres, to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, all that good stuff. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, moneymatterstoptips.com, and click on Become an Author to apply. All right, so excited to have Laura Lai Levy on the line. She is the Chief Executive Officer over at CrowdSiren. Laura Lai, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So I want to definitely get into what you're doing over at CrowdSiren and how you're helping your clients. But before we do that, let's just get into your background a little more. How did you get started as an entrepreneur?
So that's a great question. I didn't know I was going to become an entrepreneur. I went to college for communications, and when I came out, was very interested in government affairs. So I did that for a little bit. But I was doing it in Las Vegas, where I was born and raised, and I wasn't really ready to be home. So I packed up and quit this really great job at a trade association and just went to New York City and was like, I'm going to do something here. I want to live in New York. So I had two suitcases with me. I was there like one night before I woke up and freaked out and was like, what am I doing here all by myself? Fortunately, I had some family who was like, hey, come stay with us till you figure it out. And I still got sucked back into government affairs. So I was working for the city of New York for an elected official out there, and did that for a few years and was like, now, you know, here I am doing this. I'm in New York City where I wanted to be, but my heart was sort of breaking because the job I was in wasn't really fulfilling me in the way I thought it would. I was like, you know, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed out of college, I'm going to change the world working in politics. And for me, that wasn't happening. It felt monotonous. It felt like I was just in these bureaucracies. I couldn't make a difference. I remember one of the side projects of the elected official I worked on was to do like really great nonprofit. She started her own nonprofit because what, you know, the city budget was not enough to do these great side projects. So I was like, let me work on that. And so, you know, I was trying to find fulfillment, but I really wasn't. And so I was like, I'm going to go back to Las Vegas where I was born and raised. I'm going to do something totally different on my own. So I sort of said goodbye to working for an elected official for a city in government affairs, and I decided I'm going to do something. So I really didn't know what I was going to do. I thought I would plan events because I did event planning all through college. So I'm back in Vegas. I'm living at home with my family again, just kind of like, wow, I've just in New York for years, and here I am now sort of back at square one, but I just knew I didn't want to work in that environment anymore. So I started out, this was like 2008, and a friend of mine and I decided we would start blogging. And so we just came up with a fun name, and we started blogging, and we were doing reviews of all things Las Vegas. We were called Sin City Socialites. So we were going to bars and clubs and restaurants, to gyms, to, you know, stores, boutiques, anywhere, and just writing reviews and doing videos. And like, it was influencers before influencers were a thing. And
this was in 2008, 2009?
Yeah, in
2008. Oh, my gosh, you were so ahead of your time. Are you kidding me?
I know. If only I, like, just stayed that course, but I didn't. I didn't stay that course because, you know, being young and saying, hey, this is really fun, like, we weren't at that tipping point yet of making money with it, you know, because at that point it was, you know, Google ads and things like that and sponsorships or events, so we thought we would go down that road, but it wasn't really doing that for us in a way that was fast enough. So my friend and I sort of went our separate ways, and I was like, what did I just learn about building a brand online? I just learned how to build a brand, how to get press, how to, you know, we had 2,000 followers, like, in just a few short months, like, on Twitter in that time, you know, pictures, live events, video. I'm like, everything that I just did to build this brand, I could teach businesses how to do in this world where people didn't really, you know, businesses didn't know how to get into marketing. So I'm like, I'll do that. I will do consulting, and I will teach businesses how to build their brands online. I just did it. I just built a brand online. I can teach them how to do this. So so I started to do that, and what I found was that companies were like, thanks, Lorelei. Thanks for teaching me how to do it, but can you just do it for us? And I was like, okay, like, I can, you know, I can start to manage your presence online. So I did that. And then got to the point where it was too much for just me to handle. So I started to build a company around it. I'm like, I can either do more, do less, keep doing what I'm doing. But that's when I decided I'm going to make this a full-fledged business. I'm going to build brands online for companies to, you know, replicate what I just did and to, you know, be in that social media atmosphere, which was pretty new at the time in terms of businesses using it. And here we are now, and 10 years later, and I have a company, I have people who work with me who are super talented, and and this is what we do now all the time. So I kind of fell into it a little bit. I knew I wanted to do something different, something on my own. And then, you know, I just started with, I'm just going to do this thing. I'm just going to make a decision. I'm going to try this out. And then it turned into, you know, something which is what I wanted, just not even the path I thought, you know, to get me there.
Wow. What a story. If you could go back to the Lorelei that's just getting on that first, just getting that first ticket to go to New York and to kind of blaze her path and to go down this, what kind of advice would you give her?
Don't cry so much. It's going to be okay. I think I would just tell her, like, it's okay. There's a lot of crying, because it's scary, you know, and I think that there was a lot of emotional turmoil about what do I do now? I graduated, like, I got to find the path, you know, I was on a path, I got a job right out of college, that's what everyone wants, it's so great, like, you know, but then I didn't want it, and so I was like, now I'm feeling like this sort of shame or guilt or whatever of not doing this thing that, like, I went to college, I'm supposed to do that thing, that's supposed to bring me joy and passion, and, like, it's turning out to be something different. So, you know, there was a lot of emotional times there of just like, am I doing the right thing? What should I do? But, not crying so much, just keeping your head straight, you know, and making sure that you can make decisions, just keep making decisions, you know? And I think that's something that sometimes you can sort of sit back and say, like, I don't know what to do. I'm not sure. And so it just leads to indecision and not making decisions. I always say, like, indecision kind of is decision because you didn't do anything. So, you know, I think that's something too that, like, all right, don't cry so much. You're going to be okay. Just keep making decisions. Move in the direction of your dreams, because that, you know, you'll get there stumbling, you know, or here and there and everywhere. You'll get there. You just have to stay the course.
I love it. Let's talk more about what you're doing over at CrowdSiren. I know you touched on it, but let's get a little bit more in depth. So what kind of clients are you helping, and what specifically are you helping them with?
Sure. So the kind of clients we service, they all need marketing online, digital marketing, everything from content creation to content distribution. So they need pictures, they need videos, they need blogs, they need emails. We create all of that, and then distributing it to the channels. What platforms are they going to be on? What advertising tools are we going to use? Is it SEO, SEM, you know, Facebook advertising, you know, are we doing promoted tweets on Twitter, like all of those things. And the different clients, I mean, people ask my niche all the time, but it's sort of, we understand the scope. So we work with a lot of different clients, everything from licensed brands like Energizer for pets or Sealy for pets. We work on those brands. We've also done like local political races, the mayoral race in Las Vegas. We've helped her win her past three elections, which has been pretty cool because I keep getting sucked into politics. So doing that, so lots of local races. And then also we've worked with casinos in and around Las Vegas. Obviously that's huge. So we've done that, like smaller neighborhood casinos we've worked on, trying to make sure that they still have a voice in their neighborhoods. So it's been really great. I mean, it's a variety of clients. We've also done retail malls, helped open a big mall out here a few years ago, and one that's on the strip too. So it's been fun. I mean, there's, content creation is always changing. The social platforms are changing what they're doing all the time. So we like to keep up. And, you know, I have a team of creatives. There's six of us, and I'm starting an internship marketing cohort this summer for others who are interested in learning how to build brands for businesses, which I'll probably turn into an online course as well. So lots of cool things happening with us, like lots of creating of content. We're really, we co-work in that way. It's a big open space. We like to share ideas with each other and get that creative vibe going. We also have the time where we're putting our headphones on and someone's hacking on Photoshop or Premiere or making videos and stuff. So it's great. I mean, I love the team. CrowdSiren is now moving into year 10, which is just crazy. But we've been able to keep our clients for years because they understand that they need this and we do a great job and, you know, try to keep things fresh and campaigns, you know, that always have people paying attention. So that's kind of where the crowd siren name came from is, hey, how can we, like a siren, like a mermaid, like a Lorelei, to be able to attract the crowd so that they can't look away. So that's kind of what we try to do.
I love it. Great stuff. And if somebody wants more information on Crowd Siren, what's the best way for them to reach out?
Check out our website first, crowdsiren.com, because we really have a lot of information there on services and what we do. And then there's tons of contact form. My email's on there, my phone number. The phone number that's on the website rings to my cell. So at any point, you can call and we'll answer and we'll get right back to you. So our website's a great first stop to see if we know what you're looking for in terms of services are there. And at any point, you can send a message or an email through there or call or even send a text. That all works. And we can start a conversation about where your brand is and what your needs are. And we can work from anywhere. So if it's the kind of thing that you're not in Las Vegas, that doesn't matter because we can create content, you know, for you wherever you are.
That's awesome. All right. Well, Lorelei, I really appreciate you coming on the show and also sharing your story. Quite a remarkable one. Congrats on the approaching the 10-year. Congrats on that. Amazing entrepreneurial accomplishment.
Thank you.
And to the listeners, as always, thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review. Do all those good things we do to support our podcasters. I really appreciate it. And Lorelei, thanks again. We'll be right back.